Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. I'm Hampton, joined by Corey, and we are going to be talking about the value of having shared experiences with your team and how this can help you be a better leader. Some of the things that we do at Wild Spark when we talk about shared experiences are things like our lake day, where we all go to the lake for a day, or even going bowling or hiking, or we've had like pickleball tournaments. And so Corey's going to be talking about the value in that. Why do those things, and how can it help you be a better leader?
So here's what I know, Hampton, and you know, I think about experiences that I've had with you personally and experiences that we've had as a team or in other teams as well, even outside of work, is that when you put people, we create experiences that people can have together, it deepens the relationship that those people have with one another. And when people have deeper relationships, when they trust each other more, they're going to be more productive and they're going to work better together. And so at the end of the day, the team wins whenever you have a team that really, really knows each other and enjoys working together. And one of the ways to accelerate it is to create, Hampton, what you talked about, which are shared experiences and creating even, it could be inside work or outside of work. We do a lot of things that are outside of work, and there's something about getting people out of their normal environment into another environment that loosens them up maybe a little bit. And they're willing to engage at a level relationally that maybe they don't feel like they can within the walls of your work. And so it allows people to build more authentic relationships if you go and you do something together. And it could be anything could be fill in the blank, really anything that you do together. So whether you have a super large budget or no budget at all, whether you have a really large team or you have one other person, it really benefits you as a leader to create experiences that you can have together. I think about Hampton. You have been previously on the sales team at WildSpark, and I know you've gone to trade shows and conferences with our other sales colleagues, and just watching you guys, right? Watching you guys, seeing the Slack messages, seeing the videos you send, the funny, crazy videos. You're having fun together in that environment where you're doing work. But here's what I know. When you come back, you always have memories with those three people you went with, and it allows you to have a connection that you didn't have if you didn't have that shared experience together. And so that's the general idea, is that one way to make you a better leader of people, one way to make your team more productive is to orchestrate, whether it's small or big or whatever you have the bandwidth to be able to support, these shared experiences that have the purpose to have fun and deeper relationships. And when you do those things, when you have deeper relationships, like we said, you're going to have more productivity because people are going to work better together, and you're going to be able to get things done together at a different level than you have before. And so I want to encourage you as you're going to think about that. What is a shared experience that you could create? Maybe you're in a company that does this company-wide, and they do a really good job of it. Maybe you're at a company that doesn't do it at all, but you have the opportunity within your team to do something different. And so I want to encourage you, either take advantage of and capitalize on something that's already there to be intentional to create shared experiences to drive deeper relationships, or create something yourself as a leader. I think you will win and your team will win. And when the leader gets better, what happens, Hampton?
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. So that's what we want for you. We want everybody to win. And one way that you can do that practically is to create shared experiences together. So go and create a shared experience.